Speaking of the fat one, I have to admit that, especially as of late, I have been skipping shows, missing shows.
Slack-ass.
I have been slack-ass on the BFO.
I've been on it.
Okay, I'm proud. You'll get your moment. Now's not your moment.
I mean, not on it, but I mean...
You've been on Big Fatty?
Just my voicemail.
But, oh, okay, you haven't physically been on top of Big Fatty.
No. But that's where you want to be.
And I will have my... No. If anyone hears this, I'm not actually going to try to get on top of Big Fatty. But he is coming to the Washington, D.C. area in... Mid-January. And I'm excited. I hope that we'll get the chance to meet him.
Venues that he was asking about, did you already... You already posted it on Twitter.
I posted Freddy's. Because
it's
we
kitschy,
love
it's, cute.
It's kitschy and cute.
I think he would like it.
I think he might like it. And I don't know if it's still in operation, but there is like a leather bar called the DC Eagle. That might be gone. Because there's also like JR's, which is a gay friendly bar. The fireplace might be a spot, because that's where a lot of the mature gays will go.
So I won't send you to Omega Big Fatty.
No, please don't go to Omega on Monday nights. With all those moms, it's nothing but a snore fest, Big Fatty. So, I don't know what his plans are.
That's where gays go to die.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
It's nothing but a snore fest.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 501 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of January 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some exciting things to tell you, and if you invested in Apple stock, you are probably rich. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Monday was the first day back at the coal mine after the... I'm looking at this snowflake microphone, and it immediately made me, I was going to say throw up, but... Right in front of you, not throwing up, you're yawning. And y'all, that Michael Sage out there in the California, he bought one of these also, y'all. And so, you know, I don't know why he bought one, but he bought one. And Michael Sage, you have the same snowball microphone that Big Fatty has, so just be expecting to yawn a lot. And y'all, he don't listen, but soup. Y'all, speaking of soup, Big Fatty made a big old pot of chicken and sausage soup over the weekend, and some glazed pork, and y'all, it's cold, and so Big Fatty had to have some soup. The rat was just on, and he was telling us that we were going to need some soup. But y'all, just looking at the temperatures, we are going to be in the low 40s up until Thursday, and then we are going to jump up into the upper 40s, up into 47 in the nights. We're down in the 20s. And y'all, I'm looking at Washington, D.C., where Big Fatty be having his meet and greet. You may have heard the kids from Dangerous and Lovely there at the beginning of the show. They were giving Big Fatty ideas of where to have his meet and greet. Unacceptable. Because Big Fatty's going to be at the Dick Bar. And but y'all, they're probably not going to be able to make it because they've got a big trip to New York planned. And, you know, so I'm sure that they'll just have to miss out on seeing Big Fatty. Oh, poor Big Fatty. You're going all the way up there and they won't even come see you. But y'all, Washington, D.C. is looking like they're going to get some snow on Friday. Oh, dear Gussie, why am I yawning so much? Oh, I know, because you're fat. And the lows are going to be in the 20s, but it looks sunny for Saturday, but Big Fatty's not arriving until Sunday. And y'all, that's when I'll be being mapped, because you know Big Fatty is mapped when he goes to places. He is being mapped by Woody, who lives up there in the D of C. And and then we'll be going to the Big Hootenanny on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And y'all, Big Fatty put up a picture over at the B of O. Oh, poor Big Fatty. The BFO that shows the sign at the Dick Bar. And Gussie, oh y'all, I got to do something. I don't know what'll wake me up. Oh, wait a minute, I do know what will wake me up. Make a wish, Christian, dream a dream, Christian, rest your heart, and your wish will come true. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has got two gift sets today to tell you about. And the first one, you've probably already seen. It is today's album artwork, and it was done by Miss Lauren from up there in the Chicago's, where, y'all, I believe it's very cold up there. And it might be nipply cold. But anyway, Miss Lauren did today's artwork a while back, and she's going, "Oh, Big Fatty, I would love to do the artwork for episode 5. One." And y'all, she didn't realize it was going to take until 2010 before Big Fatty got to use it. But y'all, it's just wonderful. It is a photo that was taken at the meet and greet up there in the Chicago's. So it kind of ties into the meet and greet coming up in the DC's. Except Big Fatty will not be wearing a kilt at the meet and greet. In the DC's, because y'all, it's just going to be... No! Too much shrinkage, y'all. It's just too much shrinkage. Yes, there will be too much shrinkage for a kilt. But anyway, that under Big Fatty's kilt in that picture is the one and only Noah from the PNS Explosion. And y'all, he made the mistake of getting under... Big Fatty's kilt. He was trying to be, "Oh, I'm going to be funny. I'm going to get under Big Fatty's kilt." And then all of a sudden he was getting teabagged. So, and about the time the picture was taken, he realized that he was in trouble. So, but y'all, the UPS man brought Big Fatty a box to the coal mine today. So that was kind of nice to have a giftette show up at the coal mine on the first day back at work. And y'all, I can't figure out what this is. This is, well, let's just see what this is. I've already kind of pre-opened it, but there's, thank God, there are no packing peanuts in there. Y'all, it is from that Kim Beaver. Oh, Kim Beaver. I tell you what, that Kim Beaver, she just does too much. She just does too much. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, she says, "Dearest Big Fatty, happy Crema and the very best for 2010. We love you with all our heart. Thanks for everything. Kim and her second cousin, twice removed, Michael." Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing for Kim and Michael to do that. And y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, I don't recall putting this on the Amazon wish list, but I sure am glad I did. Because, oh, y'all, it is a book. And it's a book, and it has two naked men on the front of it. Oh, Big Fatty, it's a dirty book. Yes. Yes, it's a dirty book. Y'all, it's a coffee table book. And it's called Backstage Pass. And it's two naked men, and they've got some hats. They're wearing bow ties and gloves and shoes and socks. And they've got hats that they have in front of their bigness, and the hats seem to be staying in place quite easily, which makes Big Fatty think that there may be some bigness going on under those hats. Oh, Big Fatty, yes, I can't get the y'all, they plastic wrap this stuff nowadays where you just can't get into it. It's just like right now, Big Fatty would like to be looking through this book. No, you gotta struggle with the plastic. Yes. Oh, and then there's on the back, there's another naked man. and he is sliding down a rope, and he's got a grin on his face. Dear Gussie, Kim Beaver and Michael in Stuttgart, thank you so much. Y'all, this, I have a feeling there'll be some inappropriate touching with this. Oh. Oh. And there's some, oh. Now, there's no penises showing. But there's lots of good bodies, is all I got to say. Gee, Gussie. Ben Friday, this makes for a terrible podcast when you sit and look at a book and tell people that you're enjoying it. Well, yeah, you're probably right. So, I will have to look at this later. Oh, y'all, there's lots of butts, though, which is not a bad... Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, Gussie, I hope I see some of this. Oh, wait, there is a penis. Let me see what that one's doing. Oh, no, that's not a penis. What is that? It looks like some kind of chocolate pencil. Oh, Big Friday, the chocolate pencil. We love the chocolate pencil. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's a lot of suggestive penises in here. Suggestive penis. And there's some whipped cream and a cowboy. Oh, dear. I'm going to have to look at that later, because, y'all, this does not make for good podcasting. Thank you so... Oh, dear Gussie. Thank you so much, Kim... And Michael in Stuttgart. That is the sweetest thing of y'all to do, for y'all to do that. And you didn't... But I'm not going to say you didn't have to do that. You wanted to do it, and I thank you very much for it. Yes, thank you so much, Mrs. Lousbury Goodbear. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, y'all, since that other podcast, which I won't mention, is out of business. They've gone into spaghetti sauce business. I might have to steal that. Y'all, anyway, I saw, what did I see? Pink Friday, I'm looking at my notes here, y'all. Oh, there was an article, and I don't remember when it was, and I went back looking in the papers for it or not. But y'all, you know, Apple computers have always been more expensive than all of the PCs. Because, you know, a PC is a piece of shit. But anyway, you know, you could spend a couple of $1,000s. Up to, and you know, I'm sure that Archer in the olden days bought $2,000 or $3,000 computers, because you know, got to get the top of the line. Oh, it's that soup again, y'all. But y'all, and I had saltine crackers with just a little hint of butter, just a little slice of butter on the saltine cracker. And then, y'all, this afternoon, Bjorn says, oh, I love crackers, and I wish I had some butter on them. And, y'all, I had to write him back and say, Brad Friday has done this. I have had the crackers and butter. But, anyway, if you had, instead of buying an Apple computer, if you had bought Apple stock, about 10, I think it was 10, and this is the part I don't remember 100%, but I don't remember the time frame, but I think it said it was either 10 or 15 years ago. If you had bought $1,000 in Apple stock and $1,000 in, I think it was Dell stock. Is it Dell? Yeah, I think it was Dell. Today, your stock for Dell would be worth $1,360. 10 or 15 years later. I think it was 10 years, though. If you had bought $1,000 of Apple stock 10 or 15 years ago, whatever it was, your stock would be worth $45,000. And I'm like, fuck! Fuck! So, needless to say, Big Fatty wishes he had bought some stock in the Apple stock company. Because, y'all, you know, a couple of $1,000... maybe $3,000, you know, that's $135,000 worth of Apple snack stock right now, or it would have been about $4,000 in Dell stock. Oh, Big Friday, I am so glad I invested in the Dell. Yeah, me too. Y'all, I have received word from Straight Bob And, you know, that's my straight boyfriend down there in the Melbourne, Australia. And Brian from Boston, they have made their acquaintances. And, y'all, they've each sent me the secret questions about the other one. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Straight Bob is a hottie. And, oh, Big Fatty, you did not tell me that you were a midget. Y'all, why would Brian in Boston tell Straight Bob that I'm a midget? I just don't get it. Big Fatty's a midget. You will have to, when you go see him, make sure you take a stool so that he can stand on it and get a hug from you. Yeah, a midget. So, anyway, I'm not real happy with that. But, you know, what can I say? So, special thanks to La 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 Lauren and that Kim and Michael in Stuttgart for the special little wonderful little things there. Y'all, I'm still behind on the getting the Crema cards out. And y'all, I only got 10 Crema cards. There were 20 Crema Happies that came, but there were only 10 Crema cards. And I'm afraid that's not enough. But I know I ordered 20 Crema cards also. And I don't understand why they didn't come with the others. So anyway, but it doesn't matter because, y'all, I haven't sent out the ones that I need to send out. And I still haven't found the ones that are lost, y'all. They're just lost. They are just lost. Let's see here. I've got something here that I want to tell you about from the Georgia Glamazon. Y'all, she's over there in the Atlantas. The Atlantas! And, y'all, the Georgia Glamazon didn't come out to see Big Fatty. Because, you know, that would have been in the gay bar where the men's are dancing in the underpants. But no, the Georgia Glamazon would not enjoy that. Y'all, but she writes, she says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I hope that your holidays were wonderful with oodles of gin and gentlemen callers. You and I are about the same age, so I often relate to your growing up stories, but never more than the latest when you discuss memories of Atlanta. I'm a native Atlantan, and my mother worked for Riches over 25 years. One of my first memories was riding the pink pig on the top of the store. I took my daughter, who is now 17, to ride it at the Festival of Trees when she was 4, but the terror level wasn't the same." Y'all, it's the truth. You would go outside on this bridge, it's 6 stories up, in the pink pig and ride by the big great tree, and y'all, it was terrifying. It really was. But anyway, she just went on and on talking about the Rich's Bakery and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, she said that a couple of years ago that when she was younger, she would work at different departments at the Rich's detergent store. Oh, poor Big Fatty! At the Rich's department store, she was considered a flying contingent, which was a fancy way of saying that she filled in and when somebody was out. And one of the days that she filled in, she worked at the bakery. And of course, the holy grail of the bakery department was the Rich's coconut cake. And y'all, she worked there one day and she boxed up 50 of them. And y'all, recently the Atlanta Journal and Constitution did an article on the master baker who created the cake and retired when Richards was absorbed by the federal department stores. And he allowed them to print the recipe adjusted down for one cake. And y'all, she's supposed to be sending that to me. I'd rather she just make the damn thing and send me the cake. But y'all, I'll take the recipe for the Richards coconut cake. And y'all, that it's just... wonderful. It's just wonderful. It's a good way to stay warm on a cold evening. Big Fatty, coconut cake is not served warm. No, but it gives you a warm feeling all over.
It's nothing but a snore fest.
How dare you, Davy Dangerous?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.